The Arts and Science Council requested $2.3 million from the Mecklenburg Board of County Commissioners at a public budget workshop. The money would fund arts and science education programs, but some commissioners were not impressed with how the request was made. WFAE Sarah D'Elia reports.
The Arts and Science Council's executive director, Robert Bush, did what you would expect anyone in his position to do when requesting money. He spoke of the ASC's history, programs, and overall mission.
We have raised private funds and continue to do so. We have led regional planning efforts. And in the last 15 years, we've also managed the public art programs for the city and the county.
And then one word changed the tone of the conversation.
And we have not received any funding for general programmatic purposes from Mecklenburg County since fiscal year 11. And that was only $75,000 that year.
That word only seemed to stay with several commissioners throughout the rest of the presentation. Commissioner Pat Cotham was not impressed.
I kind of cringed in the beginning when you said you only got $75,000 from us. $75,000 is a lot of tax dollars, and I'm sorry it wasn't what you wanted. I know there's a lot of groups that would have killed to have had, 10% of that.
The ASC would use some of the funds for orchestra programs, but Cotham was concerned middle school bands were excluded from the proposal, a sentiment echoed by Commissioner Velma Leek.
So I have real concerns.
This is this specific initiative.
I'm not talking about the orchestra. Right. I'm talking about a band teacher and making sure that we have music taught to our children.
The budget request was born out of recommendations made last year by the Cultural Life Task Force, a group appointed to help come up with solutions to fund the arts. The task force recommended the $2.3 million for the coming fiscal year to help fund educational programs in schools, as well as outreach programs to make the arts more accessible to kids. Mecklenburg County voters overwhelmingly rejected a quarter-cent sales tax hike in November that would have given a small portion to the Arts and Science Council. Felicia McDowell, who co-chaired the task force, says she expected a lot of questions from the commissioners.
Whenever you're asking for taxpayer dollars, I think you should expect a lot of questions. And so we go in expecting a lot of questions, but I'm confident that we'll be able to answer those questions and hopefully the community will get behind these proposals.
The next step, she says, is to take in the feedback from the commissioners who, at the end of the day, want the same thing the Arts and Science Council does, to support a growing art community in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.